boobies. Boobies, boobies.
Peace be with you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You can get on the line to get on the air right now at 877.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
.com/365-3636. We'll have Buzz with the Hollywood Hot Sheet coming up here, and we'll take some of your phone calls. We want to talk about Rob's vasectomy because Rob's very angry today. He doesn't get angry a lot, but he's angry today. Let's go to Jeff in Rochester. Jeff, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Jeff?
Oh, I think your show is great. And just and speaking of great shows, I thought the Office finale was great. You didn't talk about it much, so I wanted to know
cover
what you guys thought.
We didn't cover the Office finale, and I thought there are two things about the Office that I wanted to talk about. The finale was incredible. Riff, now you guys watched it longer, and you know the characters better, so all I can say is the fat guy, the slow fat
Kevin.
Guy.
Kevin.
The guy that plays Kevin, when they said he's slow in the brain to the new office worker with Michael, and she walked over, and when she was standing next to him at the vending machine, I unhinged my jaw laughing. It was that funny.
We could
I thought
have
it was
pie.
And then Chris, he's like, I don't know whether to have chips or pretzels. And she's like, now, Kevin, you can have anything on the top
That's
row that you want. And then they cut right to him going, I am so gonna bang her.
When he said, when she said, yeah, that's a quarter,
right?
That's a dime, that's a button.
Awesome. But the thing that I didn't mention, I mentioned yesterday, when Steve Carell was on Saturday Night Live,
yeah. Best,
and they did the Japanese version
Hilarious.
Of The Office. Jeff, thank you for the call, because we didn't cover it. I'm glad we got a
thank
chance
you,
to. Thanks for
I
calling.
I watched it on YouTube again today just for fun.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
I mean,
it
just
is fun.
Who is, because I may actually have gotten back into the habit. If Saturday Night Live is as funny as it was last week, and it continues that string, I'm laughing at that show again. And that cast member, she's a female cast member.
Kristen Wiig.
Is that who it is?
Yeah.
And she was the one that did the little Japanese laugh on The Office. Right. That was...
She is getting a lot of press now because she is hot, but she's also a good impression.
Let me tell you how talented she is. They do a sketch on A Deal or No Deal, which has a lot of dialogue.
Yes.
And all she does is hold up the case and do a pantomime, and she was fracturingly
hilarious.
Funny.
Hilarious.
Absolutely incredible. Maybe that show's going to have a good swing
well,
again.
Well, they've got 4 months to get ready for the next episode, but they are coming back about 4 weeks earlier than normal to take advantage of the campaigning and the election.
But this was the first show in a long time that they didn't open with a political sketch, and for me, that sort of set the show off on the right foot.
Yeah, absolutely, because the Hillary Barack
it got
stuff,
very old.
And the whole split-screen thing was okay. It was funny, but
was
that
funny.
Whole thing has just gotten a little tedious as well. Steve Carell, I mean, he reads the phone book. It doesn't matter. The guy is, and when he does the
so
thing
well.
About Red Bull and he's eating candy, God, that's his
Circus
wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Just incredible. Let's go to Rick. You're on the air. Rick from Nevada.
Hey. Yeah, that bear story couldn't come at a worse time for me.
Wow,
why
so?
Is that, Rick?
Got hit by a black bear last summer for over 70 pounds of frozen food.
Wait, hold on, Rick. Start again and take a deep breath. You seem like you're out of breath. What are you talking about? I heard hit by a black bear. I heard 70 pounds of food. What happened to you?
Piece it together.
He's been breaking into our garage and into our freezers.
Oh.
This guy sounds like, you're from Nevada, but you sound like you could be from Vancouver, just like that last guy. You know, he broke into our garage for the meat and all that.
I saw a 70-pound bear with a crowbar then.
So you got a black bear that keeps breaking into your garage.
Named Yogi.
Yeah, he rips the doors off. He comes in and just throws the freezers around. And
you ever meet him face to face?
Yes, three times.
And what'd you do?
Played dead.
He comes only when it's pitch dark, and not when we're in much moon. My old German Shepherd, he's 15 now. He doesn't hear too well.
You got any skunk cabbage around your house there?
No.
Okay, well, you know what? Leave the bear. Don't shoot it in the river, because that makes all the girls sad. But all the girls are coming in. Katie and Beth Ann were coming in here saying, man, they have to shoot it. Well,
bear.
Because it cracked the guy's head like
eating
a nut.
People.
The taste for blood.
I felt just that little pang too, like live and let live.
Sure.
You know, the guy didn't die. Let the bear go and stuff. All I know is that that documentary I was watching about the guy that took photos of bears and he lived with them.
Right.
And when they discovered him on this island out near Alaska, they just like saw a rib cage. Wow. That's all that was left. And the bears were kind of like cleaning up on the spare ribs.
Black bear is just the opposite of grizzlies. With a black bear, you want to make as much noise and as big a show and fight them as much as possible. Unlike a grizzly where you play dead.
I didn't know you knew this kind of stuff, Joan Embry. How did you know this?
You know, I got to interview Jim Fowler from Wild Kingdom one time.
Oh, I booked that interview for you.
And it's also true about...
That's back when Johnny Carson was doing his shows in New York,
right? That's right, yes. And the same thing with gorillas. You make as much noise and make as big a show as possible.
Same thing if you encounter a weekender here at WJFK.
So
make as much noise as you can.
You play dead with a black bear and you're screwed, right? Because they'll think it's a sign of weakness.
They'll think you're a ball of string. Yes,
and they'll come over and bite you.
Yeah, you put yourself at risk.
We get black bears around this area.
Sure.
Too.
You can scare them off. And more now, I understand, they're moving into the city a bit.
Right? And the
condos are cheap.
Now they've taken apartments.
You felt bad, right? You felt bad about
really
the bear
did.
Being
you
shot.
Know, and I saw this guy on the Today Show this morning, and they had photos of, you know, his scalp and, you know.
Not to brag, but incidentally, I thought our interview just a little bit better than the Today Show.
Oh, much better.
You did do it. A
little more detail.
Yeah, you let him talk.
Yeah, and he said fart on this show.
Yes, I love Canadians.
Bear.
I do. Yeah. Let's go to George in Sacramento with something I've been saying for years. Go ahead, George.
Mr. Burbank.
Yes.
Did you hear what the man said? He said that he's talking to God. He thinks that God saved him. And you see what happens to people who believe in God?
Yeah,
they
Buzz.
Get saved.
He's right, Buzz.
If it works for him, you know, to each his own. That's what I say.
Buzz, this man's telling you that maybe you should go back to church.
I won't beat my beliefs into him if he won't beat his into me.
We're trying. We're on your side, George. He just doesn't seem to want to listen.
Buzz, the last time you went to church, did you play dead or make as much noise as you could?
I've actually tried both, and neither one worked out.
Let's go to Jeff in Gaithersburg. Jeff, you're on the air.
Yeah, did you catch a couple weeks ago on Saturday Night Live, they had the Christopher Walken family reunion.
Oh, I would have loved to see that.
That's pretty good.
There's that one guy that does the great Christopher Walken, right? Or was it the real?
They all did it. Christopher Walken was on, and he was hosting his family reunion, and all the characters came on like they were different members of the family,
entire
and they were
cast.
All doing it.
You know, much like The Office, I really feel now like I'm late to the party, and I've been missing something. Mm. Saturday Night Live is getting funny again. I mean, or
I hope so.
Don't go crazy,
Mike. They did great on the last episode of the season. They've been sort of hit and miss, but it's worth a shot. It's worth a look.
Every episode, if you TiVo it, there's a sketch worth seeing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But sometimes just a sketch.
It's not a good enough percentage. I remember the day.
Well, yeah,
back in my day, in the Belushi day.
Yeah, but nowadays, Mike, you have a TiVo, and you can go through it while you have your Sunday morning coffee.
That's why we'll be watching John Lester pitch a no-hitter tonight.
That's
yes, right. Beth Ann McBride.
Well, I just want to let you know I have the TiVo'd Christopher Walken episode, if you want to come over. I'm serious.
He's a man, you know.
I know. I have them all. Jonah
I can't
Hill.
Come over to your house.
Why?
You're a woman. And I have a girlfriend. I can't
Bring
do
Carla.
That. Carla doesn't want to watch that. She doesn't want. Oh. She's not interested in that. And what was that little gesture
not
you were
thing.
Making, Rob Spiewak?
Go over to the house of Guaranteed Second Base. Have a visit.
I still don't. I'm not sure what that means.
Don't forget Hogfest. You'll know after Hogfest 2008.
I could see you going into Beth Ann's house, and she says, "Oh. Look at this. I didn't pay my electric bill. Luckily, I have these candles."
I'm sorry.
I spilled this on you. I'm going to have to offer you another shirt.
What would Beth Ann's house look like?
Oh, it looked like
all the doorways have the beads in them.
Very much like a 1960s brothel.
There wouldn't be a normal chair. They'd all be beanbags.
Well, there would be one chair that's shaped like a human hand.
Right. And there'd be like a record player there.
Yes.
And some of the albums would be leaned up against the record player, and there'd be Jack Jones records.
Exactly.
That's exactly what we would have there. Be very exciting.
Oh, I can't believe I spilled on myself, too.
Let's go to Dave in Spokane. Dave, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike, love your show. How are you
Thank
guys
you very
today?
Much.
Hey, you know why black bears you fight and brown bears you play dead, don't you?
No, I don't.
Brown bears will eat anything, whether it's alive or dead.
Right.
Or, excuse me, black bears will.
Will eat anything, whether it's alive or dead.
Yes.
So if you play dead, they'll think it's like a roadkill and they'll chew on
Correct.
You anyway. Okay.
Uh-huh. They are scavengers, and grizzly bears are not. They like to kill their food. If it's pre-dead, they will not eat you.
Oh, all right. All right, that's a good little thing to remember.
The black bear is actually, like, lower on the food chain. It's a scavenger, and it's a...
You know, we're sitting here. We're in Fairfax, Virginia.
Hey, they're coming.
We have squirrels. That's
Tell
what
me
we
about
have.
It, Mike, it's not like we all get to park so close to the door as you. I've got to walk to my car,
and there are bears.
Rob, we're going to get to your vasectomy in a little bit, but we have to get our Hollywood hot sheet.
It'll keep. I won't have Bilden ever.
Lots going on. Are there any grizzly bears out in Hollywood today, Buzz? Anything going on out there?
As a matter of fact, no bears, but there's always something. Here's this time it's higher movie prices that we're concerned with today.
Oh, God. Everything now?
Everything.
How about a little sanctuary from the gas prices and the loaf of bread?
Sanctuary.
It's all connected, you see.
Oh, Jesus.
And the question is, will our search for alternative energy be the thing that leads to higher ticket prices? The answer is maybe.
Mm-hmm.
The demand for ethanol will claim 40% of next year's corn crop. That'll make the price of corn go up, which will up the price of a movie ticket.
I'd like to be a corn farmer.
I've grown it.
I like corn.
Corn is a pain in the ass.
I like corn as a crop. I like the fact that it grows so fast and you can watch it. And if you get rain, you know, it's good. And if you get dry, you see that it's not working. And you can really tell. It's not like all the other crops, you know. And I like eating corn on the cob. I like to go out to my own field.
Would you grow sweet corn or field corn?
What the hell's the difference?
Well, you don't eat sweet corn. You eat sweet corn. Field corn is like what you use for the ethanol.
Field corn.
Yeah, and that's for like animals, they eat it.
Which is easier to grow?
Probably the sweet corn. You've got land. You could build. You could.
I don't have land. What, to grow corn? For Christ's sake, I live in the city.
Can you spare 20 by 10 feet?
20 by 10 is all I need to grow corn?
You could grow two dinners worth. Absolutely. A stalk every 3 feet. 3 feet are the part of the road.
When do I have to plant it?
You could probably, if you got it in now, you would have it by fall.
You know, I'm really thinking that if I went down in the back of my house and I started to grow corn or dig back there, you'd find like, I'd be one of those stories where they find the unexploded shell. God, that was here's my address, everybody.
What are you doing? What's
I'm not too relaxed doing the show today. I want everybody to come over.
Yeah.
Hi, Mike O'Mara, dumbass. No, well, I think I'd find like an unexploded shell back there.
I think you might find maybe a Civil War bullet and a corpse, but you won't find anything unexploded.
No, you know, though, it's me. I can't keep my fish alive. How the hell am I going to raise corn?
All you got to do is put it in the ground and stand back. You could sucker it. You know how to do that.
I know how to do that. You going to grow tomatoes this year?
Let's say yes. No, actually, I already am growing tomatoes, and they look great. They're off to a tremendous start.
Why was the let's say yes? Because you're having
problems?
We
had joked in previous years about them being hemp tomatoes. That's where I thought maybe we were going with
this. I mean,
this.
Well, what it is, you do. So, the tomatoes are just a little.
Do you know what my mother bought?
They're a cover crop, what the tomatoes are.
My mother bought from the back of Parade magazine the upside down tomato planter.
I've seen that. That looks neat.
She's got it hanging on her deck.
And that's where it hangs like
It hangs upside down.
It's like a flower basket.
Upside down tomato plant.
And the tomatoes just grow right on the hanging vine.
You water it on top.
That's good.
I bought red tomato ladders for mine this year because at a study at the University of Clemson, they determined that if you grow tomatoes or strawberries around the color red, if sunlight can reflect off the color red onto these plants, they do much, much better. So I'll let you know this year if it works.
Yeah, Rob's taking a toke out of his tube.
From the basement of the University of Clemson.
Yeah, that's what Buzz does when he's eating his mushrooms.
Let me connect the dots on this movie price thing and why the price of corn is going to drive up the price of going to a movie.
I know it'll make sense, but it'll still piss me off. But go ahead. Start your exercise.
All right. Here it is. Follow me.
All right.
Because popcorn sales are a big reason movie tickets are as inexpensive as they are.
Always has been.
Now, I know movie
tickets. I didn't
tickets,
know that.
That's true.
Movie tickets are not cheap. The national average price for a movie ticket, nearly $7 last year. But when you adjust for inflation, that's cheaper than it was in 1977, 30 years ago.
So it's popcorn.
It's popcorn that's keeping the theaters in business. And now, if they have to pay more for the popcorn, they can't charge more than $80 they're charging now for the popcorn. So the only alternative for them will be to drive up movie prices to cover the difference, and that's what's going on.
All right, fine. You know, F it. Then we're not going to drive because we can't go on vacation because we can't afford the gas, and we can't go to the movies because the popcorn's too effing expensive, and the movies suck anyway.
They make a lot of money on soda, too.
Somebody has a question for you, Ron.
Okay.
Let's go to Steve in Ashburn, Virginia.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Pretty good, Mike. Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, Mike. My wife, Rob, I'm sorry. My wife finally convinced me to have the big V like you had.
Thank you. I hear your wife also has the big V. I'm kidding. Go ahead, Steve. I'm sorry. Begin.
She's got the man in the boat. Anyway.
I don't know if we can say that, but that's all right. No, we can't say that one. See. But I mean, so you want to know what? Are you one of these guys that's thinking about having a vasectomy and you have to talk about it?
Yes, goodbye.
Sure. All right. Rob, we're going to actually,
based on his intellect, go ahead and have it.
We're going to talk about the vasectomy because Rob is pissed off about the Today Show profile of a vasectomy patient.
Rightly so.
Rob's all angry. Mm-hmm. Rob, you're probably angry because you probably could have had it done that way.
What, on the Today Show?
Well, we'll talk about it. Let's not leave it in this break. Buzz is talking Hollywood. Go ahead.
Damn,
I feel like
Today
I'm a traffic
show.
Cop right now.
I actually have something that has Rob aroused.
Okay.
And that is some Bob Hope memorabilia is going up for auction.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
A foot-high cowboy hat for the movie Paleface.
Hey!
Well, from heaven, the heaven door opened.
Yeah.
Hey.
How you doing, Bob?
Yeah, you're wild. How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob from Texaco.
How you doing, Bob?
Coming down from heaven. I'm just really excited. I want to come. You like my angel suit, baby?
That's really good with the oversized wings.
Yeah, wow. I got it right here, ladies and gentlemen. It's Bob for Motorcycle Home, reminding everybody, come to Hogfest 2008. It's going to be wild, man. Bethesda's going to give away a date. You'll be able to sleep with her if you win a prize.
Second base
guaranteed. I promise you that. Y'all take care.
You too, Bob.
This is Bob for Alzheimer's Home. Gotta go. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Because, you know, it's good to see him.
Yeah, it's always, nice to see Bob.
Always is.
He looks just like he did, like, in The Road to Morocco.
Hasn't changed
he's
a
not,
bit.
He doesn't have the pink eyes anymore.
He's wearing a sheet. And not like a clan sheet or anything.
No, just an angel sheet. Heavenly sheet.
Like a vestment.
Yeah, it was wild.
An autographed photo of Lucille Ball with some teeth blackened out. That's another item.
Sexy.
A money clip from Jack Benny. These are a few of the things of the 800 items from Hope's history that are going up for auction. It's a charity auction.
I'd look at it. I'd see what's on there. I know you would, too.
I would buy any oversized hat.
Middle of October. His daughter says her dad was a pack rat. He loved golf, so there'll be a lot of that kind of stuff.
Well, I'd love to get like something from Bob Hope, a golf club or something.
Club would be cool.
A
pair of red and white golf shoes marked "Made for Bob Hope," for example. A golf bag jammed with clubs given to him by various pros.
Oh, cool.
That's kind of cool.
All right.
I wonder if you have the same shoe size as Bob Hope.
Here's the item, Rob.
9.5. That's wild.
Triple E wild.
I felt like I was on top of the world. Wow.
A huge golf cap the size of a pizza. That's what Rob wants.
That's it.
There it is.
That's the one.
That's the winning item.
See, something signed by President Ford. Letters from Ronald and Nancy Reagan.
Well.
A letter, yes?
No.
A letter from Betty Davis.
Well. Yes, no. Well.
A sign. Oh, the sign. I'd like this.
What?
The sign from his NBC parking space.
Very cool.
Now that's awesome.
Isn't that nice?
When's the auction happening?
Mid-October.
Okay.
Yeah, so you
we have time
that.
To save up.
Did we ever win that penis cashew?
Hey, Beth Ann, did we get the penis-shaped cashew?
Because this week
she said no. Beth Ann, this is a radio program. I don't like to hear you three, and I'm not going to let you get into that habit again. She's done it twice today. Mm-hmm. Do you hear that when she gets on and she says?
Because we need to keep up with our Museum of Oddities and Curiosities.
Yeah, what's happening?
No.
How come we didn't get it?
Could you elaborate, please?
It was cheap. It was cheap.
Yeah, it only costs peanuts.
You know what she's going to say? This is exactly what she wants to say. I'll say it for her because she'd like to say this.
Right.
Because Mike didn't follow up on this like he said he was going to.
I thought you didn't want to bid on it.
I thought we...
You turned on the guy, remember?
I didn't. I said
there was a second one.
Oh, I couldn't find that.
I said on the air that I'd like to bid on something like that, the penis-shaped cashew, so we could start
museum?
Our Museum of Oddities.
Our traveling Museum of Oddities and Curiosities.
Yeah, here we go. If you have an oddity that you would like to send to the Mike O'Mara Show, please send us an email to omara@wjfkfm.com. O'Mara's Oddities Museum, a planned October 2009 opening.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
A filbert shaped like any body part would be fine.
It'd be fantastic, yeah. But I think really starting with the penis-shaped cashew would have been great, but we'll just find another oddity.
And I'm sure they're out there.
Pictures of freaks also in cards.
I'll call the Hope Estate and see if they can make a donation.
Anything midgets or dwarfs? I'm sorry, just dwarfs. Little people, sorry.
Little people, please.
Yes.
It's the last week of American Idol,
mm-hmm.
And AOL is out with a poll, a survey, if you will, of American Idol fans and what they think.
It's over
as we enter this last week.
We're going to have a guy, Chris Costigan. He's a bookmaker. I don't know if he's a bookmaker. He's an odds maker.
Yeah.
Can't call a guy a bookmaker.
Let's say that.
And he's going to be talking about the betting line on Idol, and we'll ask him a bunch of other
stuff. It has become such a burden to watch it.
It has. Tonight, right? Is tonight singing?
Tonight is singing. Tomorrow's voting.
And then do they have like a separate show? Is it 3 days this week because
no,
they have
no,
the last?
Tomorrow's the finale, although I did hear here that they're doing another virtual duet like they did with Celine Dion and Elvis Presley.
Yeah, they're pasting someone's head on or something.
That's what I think of that.
Oh, dear.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I'm fascinated.
Which was real and which was taped.
You know, I'm fascinated with the American Idol facts.
Yeah,
and,
right. I know you're a big fan, Buzz.
So I delight in bringing you these results from the AOL poll. Mm-hmm. David Cook's rendition of Michael Jackson's Billie Jean rated the best performance of the season.
Yeah.
36% of the vote.
Whatever.
Edged out Archuleta's performance of Lennon's Imagine, which got 35%.
We're out of gas. Rob and I are out of gas as far as American Idol is concerned.
It wouldn't hurt your feelings if I skipped the American Idol survey facts?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Jump ahead.
All right.
Yes, skip ahead. What else do you have?
R. Kelly's brother may be testifying against him.
Regis Kelly.
Fine.
Yes, that's the guy.
R. Kelly's brother, Gene.
The gossip website MediaTakeout.com says R. Kelly's brother, Kerry, is expected to testify against him.
Kerry, Rob.
Hello, my name is Kerry Kelly.
Nice to see you.
There's no word on what he'll say, but if you remember, Kerry Kelly has had a lot of unflattering things to say about his brother. In 2006, Kerry dropped a homemade DVD in which he threw out some very serious allegations. For starters, he said Kelly had offered him $50,000, a house, and a recording contract if he would lie in court and say it was him in the videotape.
Mm-hmm.
He also says that R. Kelly is bisexual and has had several affairs with men.
Fine.
And that his Trapped in the Closet saga is partially based on himself.
How are you? I'm Regis Kelly.
How you doing, Rage?
I'm fine. Fine.
Are you trapped in a closet?
I like watching pornography.
Of what kind?
Exclusive pornography that you can't get as a common man.
The whole Regis and Kelly thing today was how he went to an exclusive restaurant, and she went sat next to Donald Trump at the exclusive ballet premiere, and I turned it off. They can get almost too elitist sometimes.
Yeah.
Isn't it wonderful you're doing the whole old radio theater thing where you talk about how wonderful our lives are, but sometimes it's like, F you.
Regis said, if he said once, he said five times, you can't get into this restaurant.
Yeah, uh-huh. I mean, the whole thing got old.
That is your Hollywood Hot Sheet. Coming up in the final buzz, bees.
I'm
Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz.
You bet.
And listen, I love this piano ending. Okay, vasectomy talk. I want to get this in. If we don't do this now, we're not going to be able to do it on
all right.
the show today.
All right, very good.
Very, very briefly, Rob. Rob, we all know Rob's had a vasectomy.
Yes,
I'm doing well now.
Rob calls me today. He said, did you see that crap?
I'll
that
tell you crap, exactly what I said.
I want to blow up the Today
pissed.
Show. What did you say to me?
I said that the Today Show's vasectomy piece is the most magnificent piece of fantasy since Prince Caspian came out.
All right, Rob thinks they're conjuring. Rob thinks that they're lying on the Today Show because the vasectomy piece, well, we've got all the segments, okay? And Rob, I guess you're going to go one by one and dispute these.
I'm going to skip ahead. We're going to skip Matt's intro. We're
yeah,
gonna
that's
skip
not necessary.
Meeting the patient
right.
the day of. Let's start with cut four, which is called The Lying Begins.
The Lying Begins.
Okay,
here we go. This is what the Today Show said about vasectomies. Mr. Spiewak begs to differ.
Small incision or two small incisions. How are you feeling?
Stop it whenever you want.
Okay, I'm just a little nervous. I feel comfortable. It's just that it's just a little.
He's on the cold metal table.
Okay,
right now.
I want to go like point by point here. Two small incisions. Accurate, not accurate.
One small incision. That's what I had, but that's accurate, but that's not the lying.
This guy had it like done on an outpatient basis.
Well, I was talking to my brother about it, and he's like, oh, dude, you can't do that. You're going to lose your manhood.
That's a lie.
No, that's true.
That's a lie.
That is true. No.
But that's not what I'm... That's
well,
not
no,
what
but
I
that's...
Visual.
Now, wait a minute. That we all said, you. A lot of us said you're going to lose your manhood.
I'm every bit a man, maybe more.
But the people around you said that, so that's not a lie, technically.
Yes, but I'm not making love to them.
Talk into the mic. I'm, like, looking around the microphone to Tyler.
Stay
you
tuned.
You don't understand, Rob.
Stay tuned as Mike announces again his street address.
Okay, play
let's,
another
let's
cut.
Let's continue.
Hump.
Hold on.
So that snap's coming up next, Todd. Here it is right here.
Okay, stop it right there.
That made me out of my mind.
How so? What was that sound? Are we hearing?
I'm going to go back. That's the actual incision.
Okay.
So he says, I described this before. If you've ever been stung by a horsefly, it is like 10 times harder than being stung by a horsefly in a place where you don't want to get stung by a horsefly.
He's on the beanbag, right?
Yes, and the pain lasts for a long time. And listen to this. I'll play it back. I want you to hear how this goes.
I think Rob went to the wrong doctor.
I went to a fine doctor.
This guy was no fuss, no muss.
Why so
he's
angry?
Like, oh, dude, you can't do that.
Hey, listen to
you're
this.
You're going to lose your manhood.
He's on the table.
So that snap's coming up next, Todd. Here it is right here.
No, hold on. That wasn't an incision. That was like him.
No, the incision isn't what hurts. The shot hurts.
And that was the snap?
Yes.
Are you sure?
He did what is called a no-needle vasectomy, but okay. He still has to have the... That's not really what I'm mad about.
What is that snap sound we're hearing?
That is the... It's the anesthetic. So he's getting.
Why does this make a snap sound?
The doctor's pants.
It's not the doctor's pants.
I don't think you're right. I think you're wrong.
Can we let it play?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
Jeez, that's it. I just felt like just a little rubber band. I see it as, you know, it's one of the few ways that a man can contribute, besides a condom, to preventative sex.
Okay, that's wrong, too.
Okay, how okay. So?
We have to continue this. I'm sorry. Save this because we have to get back to it.
All right.
You're disputing everything that happened on this.
He's a stain.
We have Chris Costigan, who's an odds maker, and he's going to tell us who's going to win American Idol.
What are the odds that that guy was a stain?
We will return to Rob's vasectomy after that. Rob says everything you saw on the Today Show.
Everything you know is a lie.
There is no such thing as a pain-free vasectomy. I thought about that guy. And he said just take it easy the first day, and I remember Rob talking about sitting in his chair with the ice bag on his balls, and I laughed out loud.
and then screamed your address.
All right, we'll talk odds. We'll be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.